This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A couple weeks ago, we shared some audio of Kevin James from King of Queens and the Grown Ups movies, and Paul Blart, of course, coming out to sing with Jelly Roll. Turns out Kevin James wasn't out there for his health or even for kicks. He was out there doing movie research.
Last week when Jelly Roll guest hosted for Jimmy Kimmel Live, Kevin James was one of his guests, and this was an interesting conversation.
You have been prepping for a film I know you're excited about. You are coming into the country music space, and you're going to shoot a country music film.
It's going to be a crazy one, and you know how crazy it is because my man is doing it with me. You're going to be my,
sir, yes,
my partner in crime.
There's no way I would let Kevin James do a country music movie and not be a part of his country music movie.
So we have to get me to be able to look like I know what I'm doing, right? And it's a journey.
I am so excited for the potential here.
You love Kevin James so much.
I so love Kevin James. I think he's great. And I love this outpouring of love he's had as of late that we've known. I mean, he may have been a country music fan his whole life. I never saw it until recently. I'm curious what this is going to be about, what it's going to be like. Will it be comedy? I would assume so.
Meanwhile, I was watching, because, you know, I'm doing a deep dive back into Ozzy Osbourne. I was watching Ozzy Osbourne's induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just October, and Jelly Roll performed, and I watched him on this Jimmy Kimmel clip that we just played. He legit is half the man he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just since October.
Yeah, he's looking really good.
He looks like a different person.
I know.
Or Jelly Roll, when I was watching the video in October, looks like Jelly Roll is like in a padded suit.
Mm-hmm.
Like they put Eddie Murphy in The Nutty Professor. So any word on like a release date or any kind of plot ideas for this alleged country music movie with Kevin James and Jelly Roll?
Nothing that I know of. That's the first time I heard about it. So it'll be interesting.
Question, what the hell is that?
That's the La Boo Boo song, John. Do you not know the La Boo Boo song?
I'm thinking I probably shouldn't know the La Boo Boo song this stage of my life.
I didn't know that there was actually a song. So I know the Boo Boos are those little stuffed collectibles. But is there a show or something that's related to it?
No, somebody just made a song.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, wow. A lot of people with a lot of spare time in this country, isn't there?
Well, is it this generation's Troll Dolls?
It's this generation's Beanie Babies.
Okay, definitely.
All right. So it makes sense that a grown man like myself wouldn't know what they
Correct.
Were.
Oh, correct. Come on, John. Yeah. This isn't in your repertoire?
No, but it is now. Thanks. My earworm repertoire. There is a reason. Okay, that's frightening, actually. Actually, I do know a little bit about La Boo Boo. I know these are white hot collectibles, and I also know it's actually La Boutique right? La Boutique.
La Boutique.
There's a La Boutique pop-up shop happening at Petco Park's Blue Shield Home Plate Restaurant, and it's going on today through Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday from 10 to 5. This is a limited-time pop-up shop, and this is going to be moms who've got kids that are dying for La Boo-Boos.
Not just moms.
I was going to say, not just kids.
I know a lot of La Boo-Boo fans. You'll be going to see a lot of La Boo-Boo stuff downtown all weekend for Comic-Con. It's going to be a little La Boo-Boo crazy. In fact, that's every year me and my friends, we decide which character we're going to see a lot of, and this year we're going to be counting La Boo-Boos. So that's going to be
good luck with that.
Yeah, it's super fun. You know, it's like a Harley Quinn will count one year.
Sure.
Or, you know, this year it's La Boo-Boos.
Okay. So if you don't know what a La Boo-Boo is, it's these little stuffed thingies that if you took a Teletubby and mixed it with, oh, I don't know, like maybe your favorite little stuffed dog, cat, or bear, mixed it, gave it a face like the Teletubbies, that's what they look like.
Yeah, they're a little creepy, I think, personally, because they got these sharp little teeth.
Wait a second. It's a stuffed animal with sharp teeth? Isn't that counterproductive?
Well, I mean, it looks like sharp teeth. They're fake sharp teeth.
Okay, so they're not real teeth.
No, or not real teeth.
It looks kind of like Stitch's teeth from Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The, pointy teeth.
Mm-hmm. Here's the actual description of it. A plush toy monster elf. That's exactly what a La Boo-Boo is.
Yeah.
The pop-up shop, again, is at Petco Park's Blue Shield Home Plate Restaurant. Today through Saturday, 10 to 7. Sunday, 10 to 5. It's free to attend. You do not need a Comic-Con badge to attend. So if that's your thing, if you're into the La Boo-Boo, which until recently I thought I skinned my knee, I've got a La Boo-Boo.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But I need to step into the times, I guess. Yeah. There you go.
I want to get you guys a La Boo-Boo, but they're very pricey.
You know what? Why don't you go ahead and donate that to charity for me? Okay, thank you.
No, we don't want to. We don't want a KSON La Boo-Boo. We can get him a little cowboy hat, some cowboy boots.
That'd be kind of cute.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to El Cajon. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well, pal. Appreciate you asking. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
All right, Tammy, you got to get out of here.
All right, good luck.
Matt, 5 pop culture questions for you. You managed to get more than 10. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also need to remind you, pal, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All righty, let's do it.
Margot Robbie may star in Tim Burton's remake of the 1958 movie Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. Margot was nominated for an Oscar for playing the title character movie about a doll. What was that character?
Oh, God. Is that Megan?
The next season of The Voice will feature the first ever coaches panel made up entirely of past winners. Adam Levine, John Legend, and Kelly Clarkson will return as judges. So let's play the high-low game. This will be the 30th season of The Voice. Too high or too low?
Too high.
Since Ozzy Osbourne died, the video of Carrie Underwood playing Mama, I'm Coming Home has gone viral. Carrie loves rocking out, as she proved at Stagecoach when she brought out Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses to sing. Did that happen in 2019, 2022, or 2023?
2023.
A new documentary questions if the immensely popular reality competition The Biggest Loser, which debuted in 2004 and promised to, quote, change lives, was beneficial or harmful for the participants. What network aired The Biggest Loser?
ABC.
And finally, happy birthday to Woody Harrelson. Woody played a dude that is on the quest for the world's last Twinkies in what 2009 film that also starred Emma Stone and Jesse Eisenberg?
Oh, gosh. I can't think of it. I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of it right now.
All right, dude. Let's get Tam back in. So, Matt, what's happening with you today, buddy?
Just getting ready to head off to work. Going to be working down at Comic-Con today.
Oh, okay. What are you doing on there?
I work in television, so we're going to be doing some promo and filming some ads on there.
Right on, man. Well, enjoy Comic-Con.
Alrighty.
Matt did 1 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Margot Robbie may star in Tim Burton's remake of the 1958 movie Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. Margot was nominated for an Oscar for playing the title character movie about a doll. What was that movie?
Barbie.
The Barbie movie. Matt went with a different doll, Megan.
I'm still waking up right now.
It's okay, bro. 1-0, Tam. The next season of The Voice will feature Adam Levine, John Legend, and Kelly Clarkson back as coaches. So let's play the high-low game. This will be the 30th season of The Voice. Too high or too low?
I believe that's just a touch too high.
It is a touch too high. Literally a touch too high. 29 season is coming up. And Matt knew that. So it's 2-1 Tam. Since Ozzy died, the video of Carrie Underwood playing Mama, I'm Coming Home has gone viral. Carrie loves rocking out, as she proved at Stagecoach when she brought out Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses to sing. Did that happen in 2019, 2022, or 2023?
23.
That is what Matt said as well. No, it was 2022, still 2-1 Tam. A new documentary questions if the immensely popular reality competition The Biggest Loser, which debuted in 2004 and promised to, quote, change lives, was beneficial or harmful for the participants. What network aired The Biggest Loser?
NBC?
NBC is right. 3-1 Tam. And finally, happy birthday to Woody Harrelson. Woody played a dude that is on the quest for the world's last Twinkies in what 2009 film that also starred Emma Stone and Jesse Eisenberg?
Oh, Zombieland.
A great Zombieland. They killed Bill Murray. Today, Matt, Tammy beat you by a score of 4-1, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you, buddy.
You have a family four-pack of tickets for SeaWorld San Diego Summer Spectacular with new live shows, fireworks, parades, summer concerts, and more.
Awesome. The family's going to love it.
All right, Matt. Say hi to the Avengers for us today at Comic-Con, okay?
All right, I will.
Before you leave, buddy, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Matt Nelcombe, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
So the tab was $25, and then as he was leaving, he signed his credit card receipt and tipped me $2,000, which is insane. I, you know, just emotion, cried a little bit, went outside, hugged him, thanked him, you know, told him we appreciate him here in New Orleans. So, yeah, he was super kind.
It's a waitress in New Orleans talking about the great tip she got from Post Malone. Country artists, our favorite country artists, are no strangers to not only leaving good tips for good service, but for just doing nice things for fans.
Yeah, and it turns out great tips don't have to mean a lot of money. Hardy was eating at a local restaurant on Saturday when he overheard a server was having a tough week, learned the server was a Hardy fan, and jumped into action. This is Hardy.
We just happened to overhear it. He's a really nice guy. You can tell he's like a metalhead. He actually asked me / us, are you guys going to Hardy tonight?
He didn't realize it was awesome. Him, which I thought was really adorable.
So Hardy gets to know the guy, invites him to come to his show, hang out backstage. He even brought the fan on stage to present the American flag.
Which Hardy does at every concert. Someone gets that honor to do that. That would have been a cool thing. Dang it, why didn't we think to ask Hardy about that when he was here? Can we bring the flag on stage? That would have been cool.
I blame you. I blame you.
Blame me.
You were at his wedding.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
The fan says, and I quote, Hardy is a hell of a human, super down to earth, respectable, and downright fun. Tonight was a straight up out of body experience. I don't know what to say.
It's so lovely. Sometimes it isn't money that makes it the best tip. We have a lot of servers in this town and a lot of people who help out others. And we want to know, what's the best tip you've ever received?
833-287-1037. As Hardy proved, and I'm sure he tipped his server well, it doesn't have to be monetary. Mm-hmm. It could be something just really great.
Something you can't buy, you know?
Sure. 833-287-1037. Best tip you ever received. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores
and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ozzy Osbourne was suffering for years now with Parkinson's and just body wear down. So it's no surprise that he had been talking about, you know, plans after he passed away, most notably his funeral services. And he had a really cool take on how he wants his funeral to go down. He said, "I don't care what you do. You can play whatever you want as long as it makes them happy," which makes sense. I mean, funerals aren't for the dead. They're for the living, right?
Yeah.
Here's his quote, and this really sums up Ozzy. "I honestly don't care what they play at my funeral. They could put on a medley of Justin Bieber, Susan Boyle, and We Are the Diddy Men if it makes them happy."
What is We Are the Diddy Men?
Tammy, I'm glad you asked.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I gotta admit, if I heard that at a funeral and I was really sad, I'd probably laugh.
It would make you giggle, for sure.
Maybe at least feel a little happier.
He said he wanted his funeral to be a celebration. He wanted people moping around, and I agree with that. I think it's lovely, and I really think, honestly, when it, yes, it's sad that he passed away, but 76 years, all the stuff that he accomplished, shouldn't have ever made it this far, and then ending it with raising the most money ever with a charity concert. That's really quite incredible.
Ozzy also said he wants them to play a video of him asking his doctor for a second opinion.
That's funny.
You know, it's kind of sadly ironic. In 2023, Ozzy said he was hoping for one last show, and if he, quote, dropped dead right after, he'd die a happy man. I mean, it wasn't right after, but it was 17 close. Days after, which means I'm happy because he was surrounded by his family, he played his last show, and he passed a happy man. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Why did Travis Kelce refer to himself as an NFL hooker?
On the podcast he does with his brothers, New Heights, they were actually reviewing the movie Pretty Woman, and I think they had a pretty genius idea.
I think the only way to gauge it is to flip the script. I think we need to make Pretty Man.
Pretty Man.
And we need to have a CEO billionaire woman be so high class that she doesn't know where she's going.
Travis,
she doesn't know how to drive a car.
You're living Pretty Man right now. You are Pretty Man. You're living your own Julia Roberts straight now.
I'm wearing nothing but a tie when Taylor comes home.
Oh my gosh. That's funny.
That's why me and Julia Roberts, when I met Julia, it felt like we were the same person. She's so cool. She spoke to me in this movie. Just an NFL hooker, man.
That's so hilarious because as soon as Travis was floating that idea, I'm like, dude, that's you. I love the fact his brother said the exact same thing.
I love the fact that these guys on their show can talk about anything.
They're
so good. Who would have thought they'd be reviewing Pretty Woman? That's just not something I would expect to hear on their podcast.
Well, who would have thought that this podcast would be so popular with young women? There you go, the Taylor Swift influence. I wonder what it must be like to be involved with a billionaire. A freaking billionaire. Is it the same, you think?
Is what the same?
Does she burn the toast? Does she have bad breath in the morning? She's a billionaire.
Yeah, well, her bank account's bigger, but I'm pretty sure she still wakes up with the same breath as everybody else.
Okay, all right. Smells like money. Lord. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Santee. Say good morning to Leilani. Hi, Leilani.
Good morning.
Hey, would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
Get out for a little bit, Tammy.
All right, good luck, honey.
Leilani, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Leilani, that all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
All right, sounds good.
According to a new poll from YouGov, the most favored city in America is Nashville, Tennessee. True or false, Nashville is the capital of Tennessee?
True.
Season 4 of Ted Lasso began filming. Who plays Ted Lasso?
Not sure on that one.
Happy birthday to Danny Glover, who co-starred with Mel Gibson in 4 movies where they both play cops. What's the movie called?
Pass.
The U.S. Forest Service created Smokey the Bear, apparently after their deal ran out with Disney to use Bambi on their forest fire prevention posters. What is Smokey the Bear's famous catchphrase?
Oh my gosh, on the tip of my tongue. I'll have to pass.
Okay, and finally, a new Stranger Things edition of Dungeons & Dragons is on the way. In Dungeons & Dragons, what is the name of the person that leads the game, acts as the storyteller, referee, and world builder for the other players?
A definite pass.
John, I'm a girl. Come on.
I've never seen it. Don't know what it is.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Leilani, what's happening with you today?
Just pulling in for work. I work for a commercial AC company.
Oh, okay. So, Tammy, Leilani did 1 out of 5 today.
Okay.
According to a new poll from YouGov, the most favored city in America is Nashville, Tennessee. True or false? Nashville is the capital of Tennessee.
That is true.
That is true. San Diego, which we all think should be number one, was number two.
Mm-hmm.
I defy anybody to stay here right now in the middle of July or go to Nashville in the middle of July and tell me what's the more favored city.
The one thing would be that you could put on your air conditioning in Nashville and it wouldn't cost you an arm and a leg.
Only if Leilani let it happen. Leilani can hook you up. It's 1-1.
Yep.
Season 4 of Ted Lasso began filming. Who plays Ted Lasso?
Jason Sudeikis.
Is right. 2-1. Tammy, happy birthday to Danny Glover, who co-starred with Mel Gibson in 4 movies where they both play cops. What's the movie called?
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I see them in it. Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon is correct. There are 4 of those movies. 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, the U.S. Forest Service created Smokey the Bear, apparently after their deal ran out with Disney to use Bambi on their forest fire prevention posters. What is Smokey the Bear's famous catchphrase?
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Yes, forest fires or wildfires. I would have taken either. It's now 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, a new Stranger Things edition of Dungeons & Dragons is on the way. In Dungeons & Dragons, what is the name of the person that leads the game, acts as the storyteller, referee, and world builder for the other players?
Is that the Dungeon Master?
Yeah, it is the Dungeon Master.
I watched The Big Bang Theory, otherwise I wouldn't have known that.
Wow, all right. Leilani's like, I'm a girl. I shouldn't know that.
I don't know how to play the game, but I've watched them play on The Big Bang Theory.
All right.
I didn't even know it was a game.
That's because you had an active social life. I'm joking.
My son is a big player.
I know. I'm just joking. Hey, here's the deal, Leilani. Tammy beat you by a clean sweep today, 5-1. So you're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
You have a family 4-pack of tickets for SeaWorld San Diego Summer Spectacular, and it has all new live shows, parades, fireworks, summer concerts, and more.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, you guys.
Leilani, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day keeping people cool at work. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Leilani from Santee, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Cameron is in San Marcos. Cameron doesn't like spas. So why does a boyfriend keep giving her spa packages for presents? Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning.
Now, most people would say, ooh, I love a spa package. But explain the situation, Cameron.
Okay, so it's been like the 3rd year in a row my boyfriend got me the spa gift certificate for my birthday. And like you said, I'm just not much of a spa person. Just never been my thing.
You know, that's not uncommon. Our producer okay. Jessica's that way. She doesn't really like that kind of thing, and it's just not hers. And I've met several people who, like, I don't like massages. I don't like anybody, you know, touching the back of my neck.
Not me, man. I put the in spa.
Me too. Anyway, go ahead, honey.
Well, I told him after, like, the first time he did it, I just was like, hey, love the thought. You know, the thought process behind it. It's just not my thing. And then the 2nd year it happened again, and I didn't really enjoy it the first time, but so I really didn't use it. And then the 3rd year he's done it again. So I'm like just confused, like why he's doing it. And I did bring it up, and I was just like, hey, I told you it's not really my thing. And he just kind of like shrugged his shoulders and said, oh, I forgot. Sorry. I just don't understand how we could forget this like 3 years in a row on like my birthday. And it's kind of like, you know, if we want to do a meaningful gift and we're in a relationship, and I don't want to like be ungrateful about it. But
you feel three strikes, it's kind of out, right?
Right. And it's like, do you not know me enough, you know? I don't know.
Cameron wants to know whether she should love him or list him. You know, as the dude in this conversation, it sounds to me first time, you know, okay, he didn't know.
Sure.
Okay. And wow. Again, most guys, no offense, Cameron, but most people really do enjoy a spa. Second time, third time, it's very clear, in my opinion, that this is the equivalent of a gift card for him. It's easy, it's quick, it doesn't have any thought, and it doesn't give any thought to what you've told him repeatedly. So, I mean, I don't know. Let's see what everybody else has to say, though.
Is he just someone who just doesn't pay that much attention? And then you're wondering, does he not pay that much attention to anything about us? So I totally get it.
Good point. Is he attentive to other parts of your life, other parts of your relationship?
I think so. I mean, he remembers, like, you know, details about, you know, about some story I told, like, last week. So I guess it doesn't seem like that big of a problem. But when it's something like, it's my birthday and I have repeatedly told him this, and I just wish he would maybe put more effort into something that's, you know, an important day for me, and it's not just like a random story I mentioned last week.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I get it. 833-287-1037. What is your advice for Cameron? Is she maybe overthinking it? Maybe he's just that way when it comes to giving gifts, or is it saying more that he doesn't listen to her clearly when it comes to something like that? What is your advice? 833-287-1037.
Cameron, while people are getting in touch with us, would you mind hanging tight so you can hear exactly what they're saying and then maybe get you pointed in the right direction?
For sure.
All right, cool. Hang tight. 833-287-1037. Help Cameron out. Should she love him or list him? John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's been like the third year in a row my boyfriend got me the spa gift certificate for my birthday. And I'm just not much of a spa person. Just never been my thing.
Mm-hmm. 1 year I bought my kids bath bombs. You know, they're girls, they like bath bombs. Mm-hmm. Guess what they didn't? They told me one time, don't like it. Guess what they never got again?
Yeah.
Bath bombs. Uh-huh. It shouldn't be that difficult.
Cameron is concerned because for the third year in a row, after telling him repeatedly she's not a spa person, he continues to buy her spa certificates for big events like her birthday. What is your take on this? 833-287-1037.
Shannon in Oceanside, help Cameron out. Should she love Mr. Forgetful or list him?
Honestly, spa packages are expensive. That's a major truck 3 years in a row.
I understand what you mean, but I don't think the price is very relevant to the point where she just doesn't want to go to a spa, and she made that very clear.
And it's a waste of money, though. It's just going to sit there.
I think that's her point. Why are you wasting money? I don't want this. Three times in a row, I don't want this.
I'd be happy with the spa package myself.
Well, maybe if this doesn't work, we'll hit you up with the guy's number. Thanks, Shannon. Take care.
Jerry in North Park, what is your take? Is she overreacting, or do you think there's more to it that he doesn't listen enough to know that she doesn't like the spa packages?
I think that he just is one of those guys who just doesn't listen. And I have a partner who doesn't like anything I buy her. Nothing. I just started giving her cash.
That's what I said.
In her case, what I would do is like a month ahead, I would say, you know, my birthday's coming up. If you don't mind, I'll just text you a few things that I would really like.
That's a brilliant idea. My daughters do that. I get a detailed Christmas, birthday, good God, Arbor Day list of gift wish ideas from them so I don't screw up. You know what? I appreciate it. That's a really good point.
Cindy in Spring Valley, go ahead.
He's a guy. So there it is there. But you know what? For me and my husband, it took him 13 years to finally get it right on my birthday.
Wow.
And what I had to do is tell him what I wanted, and then tell him again, and then tell him again, and then get it for myself. And then whatever it is that he did bring for me, hey, re-gift it to somebody who does like the ball.
Boy, we're getting painted in a really good picture here, aren't we, guys?
Well, I mean, it happens. You know, it's just that way. It doesn't mean that he's not a good guy.
Thank you for your call. Now back to Cameron. Cameron, you heard what our listeners have to say. What are you thinking?
I think I love him. I think what this has opened up is hearing everyone's opinions and whatnot. Like, I just need to have a, I need to sit down and have an actual conversation and maybe just make it clear that it's not just a gift card to me. It might be poking at something deeper, and then go from there.
Cameron, not to be passive aggressive. Maybe teach him a lesson let's say he hates cauliflower. How about you make him a nice dinner of cauliflower?
Oh, my God.
And then he says, you know I hate cauliflower. You know what? I forgot.
Okay. No, you don't get passive aggressive.
I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe that's how you know. I don't know.
Or maybe he's...
okay.
Or maybe Cameron,
that's
he's just one of these guys who just never doesn't think about it like you do. Doesn't, and it's not because he doesn't love you. It's just who he is.
You know, it's a good point, Tammy. There are people, men and women, that have a real hard time getting gifts. Mm-hmm. It's just not their thing.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I'm not that good at it. Yeah. Frankly, I'm one of those guys. I'm so jealous of those who are great gifters.
You know, Cameron, you could just say, honey, just give me cash.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
That way I know I'll buy something I really want.
Or I can guarantee you what will work. Right? Say, one more spa package, I'm holding out on you. Oh, I guarantee you. That'll change quickly.
All wonderful suggestions.
Except maybe not the cauliflower one.
Yeah. Cameron, I hope we've helped you out some.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Cameron, thank you. Good luck. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.